Zit planned carefully. The instant he got a chance, he would knock off the faceplate, leap forward, and claw the thing's eyes out, somehow avoiding the poison teeth. Zit's paw slid down to the side of his boot, and he got out his trusty big wrench. He could throw it like a projectile. Don't hit the body, hit the side of the mask. Zit then drew from his breast pocket the small round mirror with its long handle that he used to look in the back of connections or the underside of bearings. He carefully extended the mirror around the edge of the frame, praying to the crap nebula the thing wouldn't notice it. He began to watch the creature. Johnny found it very hard to walk in the rolling drone. The floor plates were not meant for walking and had gaps on both sides. He went clear to the back end of the drone, quite a walk in itself. He looked at the strange honeycomb. It was bottle racks for additional load. He crawled in the entry port. Maybe some cables or something overlooked would be in there. He could barely get through the port and wondered how a cyclo could, until he realized it was just for canister loading of the racks. Clumsy. Just racks. Bad design. The ports were toward the center, and it was only blank bulkhead on either side. Nothing else here. He went back toward the forward end. He stopped just beyond the ship. He thought very hard. He could see nothing that could be pulled apart. Nothing that could be blasted apart. He could even blow up his ship in here, and nothing would happen. No controls. The drone was not made to be flown, but just set and launched. Not even the remote Turl had shown him would do anything now. Rolling like a huge, ungainly drunk, the thing continued on its way with death in its jaws. Insensate. Invulnerable. He wasn't seeing so well again. Blood had started flowing when he crawled into the hole back there, and he'd knocked his mask. He lifted his hands to the mask, turning sideways to lessen the blast from the door. He was reaching for the edge of his jacket to wipe it off. With the impact of a bullet, the mask was hit. It flew from his hand. Something had almost broken his left thumb. Was motion about 30 feet away. Mountain training and a hunter's life had left nothing wanting in Johnny's reactions. The action of dropping to one knee, drawing, and firing the blast gun did not take more than a third of a second. He fired at the mass that had begun to come at him. The shots drove it back with sheer force. Again and again, he fired. The thing, whatever it was, moved back into the cover of the rib frames near the preset. There was something, or someone, in here with him. He had walked right past it twice when he went to the preset box.